This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 30, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, 6 years ago, PBD officials opened the city schools to students from other communities in hopes of absorbing the blow to the district's finances from students leaving PBD, and that decision apparently has paid off. The school committee received an internal report this week that shows the district has turned a $280,000 profit on school choice tuition for the year that just ended. With 47 students choosing to leave the city's schools for nearby districts, 106 chose to come to PBD. Approximately $5,000 in state Chapter 70 aid follows each student. These figures don't factor in private schools. People outside the city are recognizing the education they can get in PBD, school committee member Beverly Griffin Dunn is quoted as saying. PBD is one of several North Shore districts that allow school choice. Dunn is also quoted as saying, "We were sending significant amounts of money to other districts and we wanted to balance it out." Now, in addition to receiving more students, the district is also seeing fewer PBD kids transfer to other districts. School board members attribute this to steady gains in the PBD schools, not to mention a brand new middle school. More on this story, written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Looks like there may be another snag in the reopening the North Shore Department of Motor Vehicles office. Bill Newell has that story.
That's right, Rick. The fate of a local registry of motor vehicles site is still up in the air after its potential new location was the subject of a foreclosure auction on Thursday. Paul Layton writes on today's front page of the Salem News, ownership of the Danvers Crossing Shopping Plaza reverted to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank when none of the three bidders for the property exceeded the bank's required bid of $14.1 million. The property is valued at $17.6 million, according to town records. What that means for the state's plan to open an RMV office in a former restaurant on Route 1 South is unclear. Officials at the Registry of Motor Vehicles did not respond to questions about whether that plan is still on the table. The North Shore has been without an RMV office for a year since the state closed the registry at the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers last June. The state selected Danvers Crossing out of six bidders for a new location and had been in negotiations for a lease when the bank foreclosed on the mortgage of the property owner WP Realty, a commercial real estate company based in Pennsylvania. The auction was held Thursday morning in a parking lot of the plaza and attracted about 25 people. A few curious shoppers driving through the parking lot, but only about three bidders. Michael McCarthy, an attorney representing J.P. Morgan Chase, said that he did not know what the bank's plans are for the plaza. PBD State Representative Thomas Walsh, who attended the auction, said a registry official told him it is unlikely that the state's selection of the Danvers Crossing as the preferred RMV site would automatically convey to the new owners. Walsh said that it is more likely that the state will begin negotiations with one of the runner-up bidders or issue an emergency request for proposals which would allow for a new but expedited process. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill, there you go. Thanks, Bill. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, after decades of debate, the Swampscott Rail Trail is one step closer to leaving the station. The vote total for Thursday's special election to decide the future of the walking and biking rail trail was 2,741 votes yes to 2,152 no. Only three blank ballots were cast in the election. Yes won by a 56% to 44% margin. Yes gained 589 votes more than the no vote. The rail trail was backed in five precincts out of six precincts. The debate over whether the town should spend $850,000 to design the trail and acquire the easements for it has proved contentious. Green yes and blue no signs have dotted the town for the past month. Voters approved a plan to acquire a 10-foot-wide recreational easement through a former railroad and present National Grid public utility corridor to create a 2-mile-long trail through town from the present railroad station on Railroad Avenue to Seaview Avenue. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Mary Marcos writes in today's Gloucester Times, the state attorney general has found that the Rockport Board of Selectmen did not violate the open meeting law after Grant McKay filed a complaint in March on behalf of Keep Rockport Green. The complaint cited two executive sessions selectmen held on December 2 and 16, 2014, to discuss the possible purchase by the town of 50 wooded acres off Pigeon Cove, known as Woodland Acres, as conservation land. The town purchased the acreage off Hillside and Woodland Roads as conservation land earlier this month. In his complaint, McKay alleged selectmen met in the executive sessions without a valid purpose, failed to follow proper procedure before entering the sessions, failed to release the minutes after the purpose for secrecy expired, failed to provide the minutes upon request, and failed to review the minutes and determine their suitability for release. The Attorney General reviewed the complaint, selectman's response, and the minutes, and found that the selectman did not violate the law. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Mary Marcos. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The 56th annual Harry Agganis All-Star Football Game went to the North last night, a 10-6 win, as heard right here on MSONewsSports.com. Beverly's Hugh Calise, who made a game-high 8 tackles, was the North MVP. After one round of the U.S. Senior Open at the Salem Country Club in Peabody, Kirk Triplett is the leader. He shot an amazing 8-under par 62, tying a course record.
No indication. I haven't been playing particularly well. I've been spending some extra time on the range. You know, I've been driving it okay. My iron play's been kind of mediocre. Just really hadn't put things together. And today I just got some momentum. And at one point during the round, I said, okay, this is your day. You know, grab it, go. You know, I've always been a player that could shoot low rounds. So I don't shoot a lot of them, but when I do kind of get it going, I'm not afraid to kind of keep going. So, and it helps when they come in bunches, when you go from 1 to 4 under, you know, bang, 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 before you know it, you go from, you know, 4 under to 8 under in 3 or 4 holes. Those are the kind of things that help. And
Kirk Triplett, the leader at the U.S. Senior Open. We have tons of feature interviews and photos up on our website covering the U.S. Senior Open at msonewsports.com.